Hi, this is Corey Turner, and along with my wife Simone, we are the senior pastors of Pneuma Church. I wanted to thank you for listening to our podcast today. You're about to hear a message from one of our team that we pray builds your faith and empowers you to follow Jesus more closely. Enjoy the message.
Book of the Old Testament, and from the 9th chapter in verse 2, it says this. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that today is the day of honoring you, of celebrating you, of being reminded that you in your love gave your son, that Jesus, you are the greatest gift that we could ever receive, that we could ever have, that we could ever live with in our life. And so God, I pray today that again our hearts would be open to your word, what you want to say. God, that right now you would manifest your presence upon minds, hearts, and bodies. God, we thank you that even in the last couple of weeks, there's been restoration of families where there's division. God, we thank you that by your Spirit, there are signs and wonders that point to you as Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. God, have your way today. Amen.
Amen.
Christmas, for me, as my wife would be able to tell you, is one of my favorite times of year.
Yeah.
The current weather in Melbourne makes me feel a little bit more like I'm at home in the United States because it's kind of cold, not hot or warm. Christmas is one of my favorite times of year, and it's probably primarily due to nostalgia. Being in Minnesota for 10 years, there was actually snow. And so if it's cold during Christmas, I just think there should be snow. If there's no snow, then don't be cold. And so Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. The nostalgia, seeing lights, going around and doing things where there's a lot of joy and celebration. But one of my favorite things of Christmas is the intentionality around getting together with people. I absolutely love spending time with friends and family during this year. It's often during Christmas where people go out of the way to spend time with one another and spend time getting together, spend time celebrating memories and things that have happened throughout the year and throughout the years. And so Christmas is one of my favorite times of year, but unfortunately for me, and I think probably for you as well, sometimes this time of year of when we are able to spend time with friends and family can often be overcrowded by the busyness and the things that we need to go and do, the presents we need to buy, the places we need to go. And so what can end up happening for me, like many of us, is this time of year can begin to be overwhelmed by things that take away from the purpose and the intention of the year. We can get so worked up around the anxieties of even, is there gonna be that present that I need to get? And so many different things that can come up that we can be overwhelmed rather than at peace. You know, the reality of this time of year in that light can often be a snapshot of how many people live the rest of the year. Throughout the year, there can often be many things that can begin to overwhelm us. We begin to be ruled by an overwhelming anxiety or stress. So many different things that can seem to be bending us out of shape. So many different directions we can seem to be split in. So many different areas of our life we can feel like we are at lack in. And so really this time of year can, in a way, be a snapshot of how many people live the rest of the year. And the issue with living in this way is that if we are ruled by the anxieties of life, if we're ruled by the stress and the pressure being split in different directions, often what happens is we spend a majority of our time running after after these things or running after stuff to try and grab onto something to fill the void that maybe is within us, or try to find another relationship to form the peace that we've been searching for. And we search after and run after all these things, trying to grasp onto peace, which we lack.
Mm, that's good.
But that's not the way that God's created us. It intends for us to live. Whether we have faith in Him or we don't yet have faith in Him, God hasn't called us to be ruled by the anxieties of life. We're just trying to grab things, and yet too often, too many believe the lie of this world, thinking that it's the pursuits and the pleasures of this world that will fill in some way the void that we have or the lack of peace that we are experiencing. See, I believe that one of the greatest lies that you and I have to come to face with and awareness with to be able to grow as disciples is that you and I cannot find lasting peace through temporary things.
Yeah, it's good.
Hear me today. We cannot find lasting peace. We cannot find wholeness in temporary things. And in Matthew, it's a gospel in the Bible. Jesus is speaking to the people then and to us now. And he's saying in Matthew 6:25, he's saying, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life, Jesus says, more than food, more than what you drink, more than clothing? He says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, listen to this, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your span of life? There's much research gone into actually anxiety can decrease the span of your life because it has a consequence on you mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally. And so it's the opposite. And so he goes on in verse 31, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentile or unbeliever seeks after all these things, and yet your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. When I read this, so I can just hear Jesus asking us the question, why are you so focused on temporary things when you have an everlasting Father? Can't you just hear the heart of God in this? Not condemning us, not condemning the world, but wanting to encourage us. Why are you so focused on temporary things when you have an everlasting Father? See, the Bible declares that there would be a son that would be born, and he'd be given to us, and upon him would be the name Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What was prophesied over Jesus is that he would give testimony, give light, and point as the truth, the way, and the life to an everlasting Father. It's the picture of a Father who is everlasting in his care and his concern and his provision and his protection. And yet too often you and I can go everywhere but God to try and find the peace and the wholeness that we're searching for. See, when we live our life focused on trying to gain temporary things, we will find ourselves going from lack to lack, not contentment to contentment. And for many people in the world, peace seems to be an illusion. It seems to be something that's just too good to be true. And so many people in the search of this peace and this wholeness end up trying to do more to gain peace. They try to see more and experience more to gain wholeness or peace. They try to gain more as far as possessions, or they try to actually be seen by others as more. The culture in our world would say, if you just get more, do more, be more, be seen as more, then you will be not just a better you, but the best version of you. And yet we know that that is not true. The temporary things are here for one moment, and then they are gone. What Jesus is speaking about in Matthew 6 and all throughout the Bible about not being anxious, he's not saying, James, be concerned today, or don't be concerned today about whether you should put a jacket on or not put a jacket on. Is it going to be too cold or not too cold? Now, he's not saying, about just the simple and little concerns of the day. He's speaking into the heart of the issue when it comes to trust and wholeness and peace. And this word anxiety literally is speaking of being at war within yourself.
Yeah.
We're called to be at peace, and yet when we're overwhelmed by anxiety, the word itself in the Hebrew and in the Greek, it's speaking of being split into different directions. Being split into different directions. And so it speaks to the heart of you cannot be at peace when you're being split and torn in part in varying directions. You can't say that you're at peace when you're being overwhelmed by fear of lack. And yet what God declares for us is that He has peace. And when you dig into that word, both in the Hebrew and the Greek, it speaks about, in essence, completeness and wholeness. And so what God is saying for us is that peace is His gift of wholeness. See, the lie would be that temporary things would fill us. And yet there's no rightful person, or a person in their right mind, rather, that would try to live the life of fairy floss. Does everybody know what fairy floss is? Show of hands. Okay. Cameron us. Or cotton candy for other folk. No one in their right mind would try to live off fairy floss. Am I right? It tastes amazing, but have you realized it's there one moment and then it's gone? Basically, as quickly as you can put it into your mouth, it is vanished. It's gone, isn't it, Benny? And yet, so no one in their rightful mind would say, hey, you know what? I have a really good idea for 2022. I'm going to choose to live my life off fairy floss. Because it tastes so good, and they give you quite a lot of it. It's like this much that they give you in one kind of like transaction. There's so much fairy floss, so I just think because it tastes so good, I'm going to try to live my life off fairy floss. But no one in the right mind would try to live a diet off of fairy floss. Why? Because not only is it there and it's gone, and so you're just gorging yourself on fairy floss, but it's filled with something that is not good for your body. It's called sugar. And pretty soon after trying to gorge your way through some sugar, last man, you're going to get sick. And so if anyone tries to live, I'm just telling you right now, not a good decision. Do not try and live your life off fairy floss. And so we look at that and we're like, of course, Don, no one's going to try to live their life off fairy floss. And yet, it's often what we try to do with the things of life, the fairy flosses of life. We try to ascertain peace and wholeness through money. It's there and it's gone. Or we try to ascertain peace and wholeness through approval from other people. But can you realize that the approval of people can be pretty high one moment and then pretty low the next? And so really what happens and what is an issue in the world we're trying to seek after peace and wholeness through temporary things is we grasp a relationship, we grasp onto someone, we grasp onto something, trying to bring wholeness to our life, and it might taste good for a moment, it might seem right for a night or a week or a year, but quickly we begin to realize the things of this world will fall short in bringing true contentment to us. And so often what happens when we try to live off temporary things is we try to seek things to hold and grasp onto the peace that we lack, but rather than finding true peace and wholeness, we end up left in pieces, trying to grasp another thing. See, one of the greatest lies that you and I could be deceived into thinking, even as believers, is that following Jesus Christ is but a moment in our life, and the rest of our life can be centered around temporary things. Yet, I think we all know what it's like to try and gain, attain, sustain a life filled of temporary things. It comes and it goes. So the question is it even possible to experience and have lasting peace and wholeness? Thank God the answer is yes.
Yeah.
We can experience lasting peace through Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 9 says this, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us A child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Amen. Isaiah was a prophet. These words that I'm reading, the eternal words that have been written, were prophesied by Isaiah about 700 years before Jesus was born. We all know what it's like to wait in expectation of something. Our world, mankind, was in expectation for someone that would bring the fulfillment of these words. And the other day I said to Hannah, as we're looking to Christmas, I stopped and was like, can we just stop for a moment? Because our world was in expectation of someone that would have a name upon them that would be Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And if we would actually, as the people of God, begin to meditate upon the reality of what was prophesied by Isaiah, what has been fulfilled by Jesus, I'm telling you, our internal and world will begin to be so shaped by a peace and a hope that regardless of our external circumstances, you and I will be able to live in true wholeness and peace and experience a peace that goes beyond our circumstance and our situation. See, it's upon his name, upon him, he would be Wonderful Counselor, one that would carry out royal purposes, that would do something so significant that the world would marvel at him and that he would continue to counsel his people. Mighty God, that he would be one who would have victory as a warrior, and not just victory for a selfish sake, but victory that would bring freedom from captivity. He would be a Wonderful Counselor. He'd be a Mighty God. He would be an Everlasting Father. It speaks of an enduring and compassionate love of a father who would be a provider and a protector. He speaks of Prince of Peace. One who would bring wholeness and peace to individuals and society. See, when the prophet declared that he'd be the Prince of Peace, that was the Spirit of God declaring upon Jesus Christ, the one to come, that he would be the chief, he'd be the ruler, he would be the Prince of completeness, of wholeness, of peace. And so when we look to how do we have a life of everlasting peace and wholeness, there is only but one person, only but one name that you and I, that the entire world can experience lasting hope and peace, and it's the Prince of Peace. It's Jesus Christ. And so when we celebrate the words, the declaration that to us a son has been born, can there just be something that begins to move past just the excitement, yeah, and begins to bring an eternal resonation in our heart, because you and I, at one point in our life, were seeking for wholeness.
That's good.
And the things of this world, but it's only by one person, by one name, the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That we could ever experience true and lasting peace. Jesus himself declared this, I leave the gift of peace with you. He says, my peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. He says, instead in me, be courageous. Complete peace and wholeness is not found by the things in the world around us. It can only be found by the one who is working within us. See, peace is not the absence of trouble. It's not the absence of troubles. It's actually the presence of a person. Jesus never said life was going to be easy. He didn't say following after him was going to be a trouble-free life. He actually, one way, said there's going to be an increase of things that will come up against you. But know this, I will forever be with you. See, Jesus didn't say life with him would be easy, but he did say you're going to experience wholeness. You're going to experience peace. You're going to have something within you that's going to be so strong and so standing despite your circumstance, that despite a doctor's report, despite a relational breakdown, despite a financial loss, I will be with you and you will be content, because you will have a revelation that you have an everlasting Father and He knows what you need and He is with you and He will always be with you. See, in Jesus Christ, He says, my peace is not like the peace of this world, where you're left bereft, you're left in pieces, you're left wondering what will tomorrow hold. No, He says, my peace is me. And when you receive of me, you will be whole in the midst of trouble and pain.
Yeah.
One of the greatest hopes that we have is that the peace of God is to be experienced here on earth, and it foreshadows what we will have in eternity. In God's love for us, because of Jesus, faith in Him, you and I can experience a peace here and now. Wholeness. Where we can actually have money, but it not be what we're seeking after. We can have relationships, but it's not what fills our satisfaction. We can have things in this world, but use them in a way that's godly, to glorify Him, to honor Him, to steward in a way that's not trying to fill a void in us, because that void has already been filled by the only person that could fill that void, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It foreshadows what will be complete in eternity. See, Jesus declares that His peace is what we would have here and now, and yet He is returning. And for all eternity, we have the hope and the trust in Jesus Christ that what He has begun here on earth in you and I, He will bring to completion. And so the hope that we have is that death in itself is not the end. That even if we become sick and sickness comes upon our body and we maybe actually experience things earlier than what we thought, or we pass away earlier than what we thought, for you and I, the hope that we have in Jesus is that death in itself is not the end. There are people time and time again where they have loved ones and they're on death's bed, and yet the hospital room is filled with the peace because they have a trust and a hope that their Savior is their trust and their hope, and that they're about to enter into eternity eternally with the Prince of Peace. Jesus says, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I'm going to invite the team. So the question for us is, if we can experience everlasting wholeness and peace, how? What must we do in order to experience true wholeness and lasting peace? It's eternally important. And yet it's available to every single one of us. We have to receive the greatest gift we could ever receive. It seems too simple. And yet if God did everything possible, why would He make it complicated?
Yeah.
For the world to enter into and receive the greatest gift that we can ever receive. So when someone comes to you on Christmas and has a gift for you, they've done everything to get that gift for you. They come to you, and when they go to give you a gift, what do? You just extend your hands and you receive it. You just receive a gift. You don't strive. You don't earn. You don't work yourself up. You receive. And I believe God's heart for you and I, whether you know Him yet or not, is that we'd be reminded you and I need to live daily receiving the greatest gift. It begins in salvation in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's good.
And it continues with a daily awareness and recognition that unless we seek after Him, reside in Him, we will be left ruled by the anxieties of life. We have been called to be ruled by the anxieties of life. We've been called to be ruled by the Prince of Peace, our everlasting Father, mighty God and wonderful Counselor. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, a son is given. The greatest gift we could ever receive is Jesus Christ. In Him, this gift of salvation and relationship brings the fullness of the kingdom of God, the fullness of all that He is, where there's perfect love and perfect joy and perfect peace and wholeness and satisfaction. See, the gift that we receive is Jesus Christ, and He is here. He's not far off. The Prince of Peace is not a far-off ideology or a thought that you need to strive for, that you need to earn, that you need to work up. No. Receive.
Good.
And I know many of us today have received salvation in Jesus. But I'm just wondering, are you living in the peace that He has for you?
That's good.
Have you allowed things to begin to take your focus off of Him and begun to be anxious, split into varying directions, worried about finances, our relationships, or your physical state? What is it that has the potential to steal your peace, to take your focus, and to rule your life? Because I believe today, the day after Christmas, that you and I need to be reminded that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and it's a gift. You aren't called to strive, you're called to rest and abide, to receive that gift. And you know what? It's not a false peace. It's not an incomplete present that you need to go and buy and earn and try to actually attain to. No, it's a person, and He's done everything that you and I need to do to, in order to receive that peace.
Yeah, it's good.
I really believe someone here today needs to hear this. God's not far off. He is present. He is full of peace because He is perfect in every single way. And there's been times in your life where people have either offered things to you or you've sought things out to try and fill the void in your life. And you've been left more in pieces than you have been at peace. One of the most frustrating things at Christmas is to get a gift that has no batteries. A number of years ago, we were playing a game, you know, centered around gifts, and people had to trade gifts and all that kind of stuff. Long story short, everyone wanted this helicopter, this remote control helicopter. It was pretty sweet. I got it. At the end of the game, me and a couple of guys, we opened the box. We're like, we're going to fly this baby. We take it outside, open the box, take all the pieces out. No batteries. It was one of the most frustrating things in the world because you've received something and it's not even half the present. It's like one of the most vital parts of your present in order to be able to give it power to be able to live out the life it needs. And some of us have maybe been led into believing that faith in God or faith in Jesus is an incomplete present. Well, we have to go and try and buy the batteries needed or the fullness of that gift. We've got to go earn, we've got to go strive for it. But you need to hear today that the peace of God is not an incomplete gift because it's of a person who's perfect in every single way. And guess what? Batteries come included because
that's
we
good.
Receive salvation in Jesus Christ. He fills us with the Holy Spirit.
That's good,
the power and the gift, the deposit of salvation and the power to be able to live a life for Him. Would you all stand to your feet right now?
That's good.
There are many things that want to rob and steal and kill and destroy our revelation of Jesus Christ. It's many things that will be counterfeit gifts of peace and wholeness. But there's only one thing. It's actually a person that brings us peace. His name is Jesus. And I just really felt God leading me for us as a church and people to be reminded that the Prince of Peace is an everlasting peace.
Yeah.
That it brings wholeness. And so In just a moment, we're going to give everyone here an opportunity to receive of the greatest gift, that's Jesus Christ. So we get a relationship in Him, receiving His salvation. We're going to pray a prayer. I'll lead you in a prayer on that. But I also do think that there are people here today and you have a relationship with Jesus. And yet there's things keeping you up at night. There's things that are affecting your mental state, your physical body, relationships in your world. And on behalf of God today, I just would invite you to receive of His peace.
Yeah, it's good.
To allow Him to displace your anxiety and stress and bring a peace that permeates in every area of your life. So I want to pray for us today. If you're here for the very first time, maybe you've been here a number of times, but you know that you don't have a relationship with Jesus, that you haven't asked Him to come into your life as your Lord and Savior. I want to tell you today, the greatest decision you can ever make is saying yes to the gospel of Jesus, receiving that gift. And the gospel is this: God is holy. He's a holy God. He's a wonderful counselor. He's everlasting. He's a mighty God who brings victory and freedom from captivity. He is the Prince of Peace, and He is holy, and He's created you to be in a holy, life-giving relationship with Him. But since Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, when they chose to turn away, to rebel from God, because we've been given freedom of choice, and they chose to turn away from God, what happened is that sin entered this world, and sin is simply missing the mark, turning from God and choosing to live in our own ways. And so there is a separation, there's a hostility that comes between a holy God and a fallen world. But God in His love for us didn't leave it there. See, where there's an issue of sin, He sent His Son as the solution. And this is why Jesus is the greatest gift for you and I. He sent His Son, and Jesus came perfect in every single way. He lived, He died, He was buried, but He was resurrected. And so in Him, you and I now have the opportunity of wholeness and peace in relationship with Him and God because of Jesus. And our hope is that He did not just come, live, die, and was resurrected, but He's coming again.
Yeah.
See, God loved you and I, so He sent His one and only Son so that you and I could be restored into relationship with Him. But you've been given free choice, and so you have to believe in your heart that He's the Son of God and that He is Lord, that He was resurrected. And when you believe in your heart, then you have to make the conscious decision to receive. The Bible says you believe in your heart, but you confess with your mouth. And so right now, if you know today, you need to say yes to Jesus Christ. I want to invite you, when we pray this prayer, we're all together, say it with all that was, that is in you, all that's within you. And so let's, right now, would you close your eyes and bow your head? We're going to pray this prayer together. But if you know you're praying this prayer genuinely for the first time, would you do it with all that is within you? But we're going to join with you together. Everyone repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ,
thank you for sending Jesus Christ
as my sacrifice,
sacrifice
for me. And Jesus, today,
Jesus, today
I receive your love, your mercy, your grace. Jesus, I declare,
Jesus, I declare
you as my Lord.
You as my Lord.
So Lord,
Lord,
I pray.
Fill me
with your peace.
Your
I receive
your Holy Spirit.
And I choose today to live for you every day for the rest of my life. And dear God, I just pray right now for every person that's prayed that prayer. Lord God, I pray that the peace of you, your presence, would not just manifest upon their heart, but God, upon their mind. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're filling them and you filled them with the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that they would know your power to live for you. As your word declares, it's only by your Spirit that we have the desire and the ability to do your will and live for you. God, I pray right now for each and every one of us here today. Lord God, as we continue to exalt your name in just a moment. God, I pray that when there's an overwhelming worry and anxiety, God, that these would be handed over to you and they be displaced, Lord God, by your perfect love, by your presence, by your peace, by your wholeness. God, today we're declaring that as your followers, as your sons and daughters, God, we choose you. And so, God, we choose to declare that the things that might cause fear or anxiety in our life, Lord God, are nothing compared to you. And so, God, today I pray.
Yeah.
As we worship you, your supernatural peace will rest upon minds and hearts, guarding hearts and guarding minds. God, I thank you today that you are real and that you will do wonders here today as we lift up your name. Jesus, have your way. Have your way. Amen. Let's worship. Focus on Jesus. You can celebrate him. Focus on him. Receive his peace. Embrace what he has for you today.
Thank you for joining us for this message today. We don't assume that every person listening has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so today, we invite you to begin following Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches that every one of us has been created for a relationship with God. Sin has separated us from that relationship, but God loved us so much that he gave us his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived, died, and rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death itself. If we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. So if you are ready to pray in faith, turning away from your sin and believing in Jesus for your salvation, please pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse my heart from all of my sin. I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that you have made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to know and help connect you to a local church in your area. You can contact us on our website, pneuma.church. Thank you for listening.